Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 127 for Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. Mood adjustment. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter promo code ARENA to receive a free Tracker Bravo with any purchase. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. And right off the top, I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling a bit exhausted by the year that is 2016. Sometimes I know for myself, I really need just a mood adjustment, some way to set my mind straight so I can get my work done and not be distracted. Or maybe I just need to turn off the chaos so I can fall asleep at night. That is what this episode is all about. Sometimes you just might need a mood adjustment. And I have three apps that might help you get there in this week's roundup. Why let someone else have all the fun of sound design when you can do it yourself, all in an effort to strike the best balance to make you more productive or, you know, maybe super sleepy? Check out Noisily. Here, I'm presented with three pages of easy-to-understand symbols, that you can see, representing the different soundscapes that I might want to mix with. I can go ahead and tap any of these symbols, let's say in this case, the steady breeze. That kicks that soundscape off with a little volume slider that you see underneath there. And that sounds fine by itself, but if we then add something like the forest trees and reduce the volume on that, and then maybe add in a raining cloud and reduce the volume on that, we now have a more complex but convincing soundscape to lose ourselves to. Swiping left, I could, let's say, add a train on the tracks in the distance, or shatter the illusion entirely by adding this coffee shop ambiance. Okay, that was obviously a little weird, so we'll go ahead and take that away. On the last page, you get some of the more traditional things. Things like white noise, pink noise, brown noise. If I strike a particularly awesome combination out of all of these, I can go ahead and swipe all the way to the right and tap to add this to my combos list. That'll make it easy to recall in a crunch. And finally, there is this shutoff timer complete with a gradual fade-out option when the timer reaches its endpoint. Noisily does the ambiance mixing thing very well and can be found for $1.99 in the Play Store now. If a small handful of sounds just isn't enough for the relaxation that you have in mind, then you should find the app called Relax Melodies Sleep Sounds. In some ways, it's similar to other apps of this category in that you can select from a list of sound beds to combine into unique mixtures that make your brain all mushy and mellow. Except the big difference here is that Relax Melodies offers an insane number of sound beds to choose from. Though it should be said that many of these aren't accessible in the free version. We'll get to that in a second. Tapping any of these dangling noise tiles fires it off with a volume knob to control the balance. You have all the standard nature-y noises, but also sounds like oscillating fans. There's monk chats in there, maybe baby lullaby sounds, and then there's this Eternity selection, which is a pleasing, angelic bell tone. If I swipe all the way to the right, you're going to see a number of isochronic tones that interplay with your brainwaves in subtle ways. But as you can see, tons of these selections are marked with the Pro label. To access those, you have to subscribe for $9.99 per month or pay a one-time fee of $19.99 for everything, which, by the way, doesn't just include extra sounds. There's this meditation section, which can be played over the top of your sound bed that you created. Though there are a handful of free meditations, paid users get an insane list of guided meditations to pick from. Relax Melodies is about as feature-rich as you get in this category. Find it for free in the Play Store now. It's time to take a close look at your mood over a longer period of time than simply right now. Diary Mood Tracker is a way to keep track of your mood day in and day out so you can find patterns that might guide you to be in a better mood somewhere down the line. Here's the main entry screen. The current date and time, of course, are modifiable from there, but more importantly, down below is this series of faces ranging from the happy face, in other words, rad, to the X's in the eyes looking dreadful, in other words, awful. Answering honestly, I'm doing all right, so I'll go ahead and say good here. Now, on this next screen, I can note what I've been doing to result in my good frame of mind. Me? I've been working, surrounded by friends. Of course, I can add something there if the situation isn't represented, but I've got what I need right now. Tapping the check mark logs my mood at this moment and adds this information to my log of moods that's ongoing. All of my mood entries will appear in chronological order on this page with some statistics breakdowns and charts when I swipe left. As you can see, my mood count is shown along with my activities. There's some averages, activities that often combine to shape my mood in a certain way, yearly statistics, all that kind of stuff is there. There's also a calendar for easy glancing at my mood over the course of a given month. The good news is entering mood info is super simple and pretty quick. So if you want to get to the bottom of why you feel a certain way, maybe this will help you out. Diary Mood Tracker is free with ads, but there is an in-app purchase for the premium version to remove those ads for $1.99. You can find it now in the Play Store. So there you have it. And can I say you look really calm now? So I think it might be working. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Tracker. It's that time of year. It's the perfect time of year for Tracker because, you know, you might lose your luggage or those gifts that you've been buying for the holiday season. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past, and I'll tell you how to get one for free. The Tracker Bravo locates misplaced keys, wallets, luggage, instruments, bicycles, electronic devices, even pets in seconds. Coin-sized device is constructed with anodized aluminum for the thinnest, most durable tracking. You can easily attach it to anything. It's also including a key loop or an adhesive for easy sticking to things. Tracker is enabled by Bluetooth LE, so the battery's going to last a real long time, up to a full year. You can add a laser-engraved message to each Tracker Bravo, like return or pet information. And you can now personalize your tracker with a custom printed image. Put anything on there that you like. It's going to make it look good. Help loved ones keep track of their new gadgets. Trackers make great stocking stuffers. They're super small, so, you know, they'll track your stocking as well. Pair Tracker to your iOS or Android device and find its precise location with the tap of a button. And that's really it. Your phone can track up to 10 devices at once. And you can customize two-way separation alerts so you're notified before you leave your item behind. If you happen to lose your phone, all you have to do is press the button on the tracker and your phone will ring even if it was left on silent. With over 3.5 million devices shipped, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item shows up on a map even if it's miles away. If you lose your item, the Tracker app records its last known location on a map, and then when another Tracker user comes within a 100-foot range of your item, you're going to get a GPS update of where your item is located right now so you can get it. Go to thetracker.com and never lose your possessions again. Plus, just for our audience, if you enter promo code ARENA, you'll get a free Tracker Bravo with your order. That's thetracker.com, promo code ARENA, to get your free Tracker Bravo today. All right, up next, Google has a new app that will help keep track of the people that matter most in your life when it really matters. It's this week's big app. Google wants to make sure that Android users have the help they need in times of trouble. That is the idea behind their new app called Trusted Contacts. Here's the main screen where anyone that I've granted access to my location data will be displayed. If I want to add someone here as a trusted contact, I simply tap Add Contacts, of course, and then search my contacts to find someone to add. This is a person that I would trust to know where I am at a moment's notice, so be super sure you want them to have this kind of access first. Now, once I select someone on this list, they're going to get an email explaining my request. If they have Android, they can install the app, but anyone can open the request in the browser and tap that Request Location button. Now, on my phone, I see that one of my trusted contacts is requesting my location, to which I can either decline that request or choose to share my location with them. This is going to time out in 5 minutes. So if I happen to be incapacitated, let's say in an emergency scenario for any reason, the app will send my location data automatically when that time runs out, potentially sharing critical data with someone who could help me in my dire circumstance. Now, let's say I'm out and I know I want to share my current location with all of my trusted contacts. I can tap the FAB and then share now. I'm then given a 10-second countdown, which will then share my location unless I happen to cancel it out if I change my mind. All of this is meant to make it easier to locate me in case of an emergency. I can do that for you too. Find Trusted Contacts in the Play Store for free. Some of this functionality is also available inside Google Plus right now and has been for a few years now in the locations section. You know how Google rolls. They bring this functionality in and then they take it out. It's been significantly scaling back on Google Plus integration lately. This could be another part of that process. So definitely check it out. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. The recorded show plays every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live, and new episodes will appear later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.